back to episode 17 of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Jeremy Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham and Aaron Heitkamp. How you guys doing over there?
I'm good, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad. We start our season this upcoming week, not next week. March 2nd, we play our first game at Defiance College, and I'm sure we're all excited. You'll be able to get a preview show right after the Beaver Dam as Grant, Garrett, and I look into all the spring sports. And yes, that means football and soccer are included in the spring sports this year. Kind of weird, but Grant, Garrett, you guys excited to play in the first conference games of the year for both men's and women's soccer?
Yeah, definitely. It's very exciting, you know, just a new start on the season. And then you got other teams such as baseball who didn't have a season last year. So hopefully they'll get through an entire season.
Yeah, that's the hope. And I think for both baseball and softball, the hope is that they get a play more than us, as much as I hate to say that. But with them, it's been almost 2 years since they played a conference baseball and softball game. So for our sake and for them, we're excited to be able to see them play this year. This week on the Beaver Dam, what we promised you guys was we do finally have results in from last week's track and field conference championships. Then we're going to go into volleyball, who ended up becoming the number 4 seed and had to travel down to Transylvania on Friday. And then we'll get the draws for the men's and women's basketball. But let's go ahead and start with the track and field. The Bluff University track and field team made the 4.5-hour trip to Rose Holman twice over the weekend. But the time on the road paid off as the women took 4th at the HCHC Championships on Saturday, February 20th. The men placed 6th on Sunday, February 21st. The Fighting Engineers from host Rose Holman claimed both the women's and men's titles as the championships were split by gender due to COVID-19 distancing realities.
The women took center stage on Saturday, and the Beavers were more than up to the task. Freshman Madeline Schieffer established a new PR with an 8:33 in the 60-meter dash that saw her take 2nd. She also got it done with a 4th place finish in the 200 meters and an 8th place showing in the long jump. Bluffton showed out in the throws with sophomore Emma Payne taking 2nd in the weight throw with a 13:81 meter PR. Senior Stephanie Fox had 2 top 5 finishes for the Beavers, placing 3rd in the shot put and 4th in the weight throw.
The women's distance medley race made its way on the podium, notching a 3rd place finish on Saturday. The DMR consisted of junior Hope Nixon, freshman Mackenzie Brownrigg, Brooke Barnes, and Miranda Billman. Chipping in with sixth place points for the Bluffton women was the 4x200 relay with the team of Schieffer, Church, Jordan Arps, and Heather Souter.
Head distance coach Logan Wells had to say this following his final meet at Bluffton: "I was really proud of how the distance group competed this weekend. We talked all week about being aggressive and confident, and I feel like we executed that. With it being such a strange year, I wasn't quite sure what to expect going in, but I feel like we tapped into a new level of competitiveness that will carry us forward into the XC Championship in outdoor track and field."
Freshman Amanda Church added to Bluffton's point total with a 6th place finish in the high jump, making her first appearance on the track after helping the Bluffton volleyball team earn its way into the HCAC tournament. Sophomore Caitlin Renner finished 7th in one of her signature events, the long jump.
"I was proud of the way our ladies sprints, jumps, and hurdles group fought during the meet," quipped assistant coach Daryl Briggs. Maddie Schieffer set 3 new PRs and had a podium finish on the 60-meter dash. Caitlin Renner battled to get points in long jump while currently in volleyball season. With minimal practice time, she showed up to compete. "I'm excited as we all head into the outdoor season to build off this meet and find even more success."
Sunday saw the Bluffton men take the trek to Terre Haute, led by junior Brandon James, who earned Male Field Athlete of the Year. It marked the 3rd time since 2015 that Bluffton has housed the HCAC Outstanding Male Field Athlete. James took 2nd in both the long jump and high jump. He was part of the 3rd place 4x200 meter relay team that consisted of Desmond Giss, Malik Waters, and Bladen McCoy.
Giss was superb in his first Heartland Conference Championship meet, earning Newcomer of the Year on the men's side. He took home gold in the 60-meter hurdles and also went 3rd in long jump, 4th in the high jump, and 5th in the 200 meters. Coach Briggs had this to say about the men: "The sprints, jumps, and hurdles group had an amazing meet. They brought home 2 of the 3 individual awards, Field Athlete of the Year and Newcomer of the Year. Brandon brought the extra intensity this team needed. Desmond rose to the occasion, competing in 5 events at his first ever conference championship. After today, I can't wait to open up outdoor competition. Bigger and better things are coming.
Also putting up 4th place points for the men was the DMR. Junior Austin Hernandez was joined by freshman Zach Bach, Morgan Adams, and Ethan Lott, as the Beavers were just 13 points away from a 3rd place finish on the men's side.
Head coach Kaylee Yockno could not say enough good things about what she witnessed at Rose Holman over the weekend. In my 3 years at Bluffton, I have coached at many conference championships. We know this year is going to be unlike any other, and it was. Through trials and tribulations, this team has remained strong, positive, and competitive. It is a testament to the hard work of our athletes and the dedication of our coaches. This is what allowed us to accomplish so much this weekend. She continued, "We are just getting started. I have never been more excited than I am now for the potential of what we could do during the outdoor season. I am proud of the individuals on this team, and I am proud to be a coach at Bluffton University." The cross-country folks will travel to Louisville, Kentucky for the Heartland Collegiate Conference Championship on Sunday, March 14th, before the full squad returns to outdoor action on March 19th and 20th for the Transy Pioneer Invite. One thing that the article did mention was the fact that this was Coach Wells' last meet, as he just took the head coach job for track and field and cross country down at Spalding University in Kentucky. And so it was an emotional week. He did keep that hidden from the team until after the conference meet. But the Bluffton University search for a new head cross country coach and distance coach for the track and field team is underway. But Grant Garrett, for them, this has been a weird COVID year. This is a very young squad who has a lot of sophomores and freshmen that are earning points, and so for this track and field team, you have to be excited about what the future holds.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk, all the coaches' quotes just talked about the potential and how excited they are for the future, and the fact that Desmond Geist wins newcomer of the year. I mean, he's all year he's been putting up good numbers, and it's just a testament to, you know, the future of this program, and it's a very exciting time for the track team and the outdoor cross team. So, I mean, it's exciting, and hopefully they're able to put a couple championship runs together in the upcoming seasons.
And like I said, the cross-country team will compete next, as they get to have their HCHC outdoor because of it being moved from the fall to the spring. They'll compete in that on March 14th before returning back to the track for outdoor track and field. But let's go ahead and move on to volleyball, who got to play in the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference volleyball tournament. They saw its 2020-2021 season come to a close at Lexington on Friday, February 26th. The Beavers ran into the number 3 ranked in the nation, Transylvania University team, that was on a mission. The Pioneers would not be denied. Bluffton finished 15-8, while Transy moves into the final with a 14-1 mark on the year.
5 Remy Bauer kills had Bluffton up 6-5 early in the first set before Transy used a 13-3 run to put set one on ice at 18-9. The visitors rolled to a 12-4 advantage in the second set, but Transy chipped away, finally knotting it up at 17s. An 8-2 Pioneer finish gave the home team a 2-0 edge heading into the clinching set. Bluffton fell behind early and was not able to get over the hump in the final set, as Transy had it going at every level en route to a 25-19 victory and a 3-set sweep.
Bauer led the Beavers with 8 kills, while Cassidy Posey and Kaylee Campbell both finished with 6 spikes. Sophomore Ellie Price and Noelle Offerman handed out 13 and 12 assists, respectively.
Putting up 12 digs with a team-high 10 digs was sophomore Courtney Weekly. Bauer picked up 9 digs, while Kleeman and Chelsea Taylor chipped in with 8 apiece. Posey and Campbell both tallied 2 blocks for the visitors. Bluffton's season, which started over 6 months ago, came to its conclusion at Transy on Friday. Pioneers will host number 2 seed MSJ on Sunday afternoon, so today. Earlier this afternoon, we do not have results just yet in the Beck Center. Check out the Bluffton website next week for all Heartland Conference selections. The HCHC will release the awards on Monday, March 1st, so that will be tomorrow. So be checking that website to be able to see. You have to think that Ramey Bauer will be first team all-conference, but unfortunate for the Beavers to fall, but also an impressive way that they were able to find their way into the number 4 seed and play in a conference tournament when they struggled mightily away from the Sommer Center this year.
Yeah, they had a lot of things to get through, as, you know, losing starters and losing, a lot of talent, and the fact that they found their way to a conference tournament and you know, really fought hard to get there is very impressive, and hopefully they can carry that momentum into next year and you know, just build off that, and hopefully, I mean, they just ran into a buzzsaw in Transylvania, like the you know, number three team in the country. It's gonna be hard to beat them down at their place when you struggle to win at home in general, or away from home in general.
Agreed. And for this volleyball team, they're losing some key players, and Chelsea Taylor and Raimi Bauer. Raimi Bauer, I mean, it seems like every time, I mean, she led the team in kills. So losing her, as well as Noelle Ufferman, who played a lot of volleyball for this team. What's it going to mean for this volleyball team to try and find replacements for players that have been at that caliber and have played since their freshman year?
It's just about, you know, who's going to step up and be that next, you know, vocal point of the attack. And you know, that's it's a hard question to pose to the team, but it's a matter of, you know, a player like Kaylee Campbell looking around and saying, all right, this is what I need to do to, you know, make our program better. And hopefully she does that next year.
Agreed. I mean, even though they are losing some key players, they still return some girls that have played major sets. And so, we wish them luck next year. Grant Garrett, you guys will get to cover that on the Beaver Dam. Unfortunately, that was my last volleyball game that I got to cover. And so, unfortunately, they lost to a very, very good Transylvania team. We talked about the seeding coming out for the men's and women's basketball tournament, as every team did make the tournament. It was a blind random draw for seeding, so what you did in the conference record did not matter. For our women, we got extremely lucky and pulled down the number one seed. So they will play at home on Wednesday, March 3rd against Anderson University at 5 p.m. in the Sommer Center. Here's how the tournament's going to work for the women. If they continue to win, they'll continue to host games in the Sommer Center. So as long as they win, every game will be here, including hopefully a championship where they can come down with a victory. But they got a couple of tough games here, as they did split with Anderson during the year, so it's definitely not going to be an easy game for the women in that first game.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but I feel like being at home obviously gives us a big advantage, home court advantage for this, for both the men's and the women's programs, just huge, and they're going to have the energy going, they're going to be people there, it's going to be a big environment. Early tip-off, so hopefully, you know, everybody's kind of can get there, maybe for the second half after practices are done, but, you know, I think the energy in the building is going to be, you're going to feel like it's a conference tournament game, and I'm very excited for it.
Yes, I'm excited. Grant and I will have that game as we'll make the call for that game. And then for the men ended up with a very good finishing record in the conference. Once again, that did not matter. They ended up pulling the number four seed, and so they will take on the number five seed, which is the Franklin Grizzlies, which they have actually not seen this year. That was one of the three teams that we did not play during the regular season. And this Franklin team is very good, very experienced. Last year, Franklin finishes the number one seed in the conference at the end of the regular season. So this team, though they did graduate some of those seniors from last year, is still very good. And the Beavers are going to have a test. With them being the number four seed, they will have to hopefully see at least one or two of the seeds above them fall if they want to continue to host games here in the Sommer Center. But if the number one, two, and three seed fall, that they would just be like the women, where they get to host every game here in the Sommer Center. So Garrett and I will have that call for you guys here on 96.1 The Wit. Grant, Garrett, you guys excited for that men's game? And it's a team that we have not seen yet this year.
Very excited, you know. New faces, and hopefully we can get healthy, get our players back, as we struggled to have almost a full lineup.
Yeah, Garrett, relating to Jameel Cosby and Aaron Rich, who both did not play in that last away game at Transylvania. They have had a week and a half to be able to rest before that game on Wednesday, March 3rd. So hopefully they're able to get some rest and be able to play for the Beavers, because they are essential. Jameel Cosby, the number one leading scorer, and Aaron Rich, the number three leading scorer for this Bluffton Beavers basketball team. But Grant, Garrett, you guys have anything else? If not, I think that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam.
I think the only thing that I'd say about those draws is it doesn't really matter who you draw. You're going to have to beat, you know, the best teams when it comes down to the end of it. You know, you can pray to not see somebody at a certain time, but it's going to be a matter of you got to be the best team in the conference to win the conference tournament.
Agreed. And you just got to, wherever you go, wherever you have to play, you just got to come out with a win, especially for seniors, Desmond Brown and Aaron Rich. This is their last go-around, as well as Ronnie James. And so for them, the last go-around, what are they going to do, and are they going to allow themselves to get beat? But like I said, tune in 5 p.m. on Wednesday for the women's game, and then back at 8 p.m. for the men's game here on 96.1 The Wit. But that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Beaver Dam 96.1. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham and Garrett Heitke. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.